Once you are that person, you will be able to confront this issue and resolve it, once and for all. Learn how to break that cycle of unhappiness. With proven psychological processes to refer to, it will help you understand the science of manipulation. See how to break free from any manipulative person who happens to pass through your life. This book can turn your life around, guiding you into making the right choices. In a sense, how to manipulate the manipulator. Don't keep putting it off. Every day that you delay is another day of not being in control. Once you accept that you are being manipulated, only then you can grasp the idea that you, yes, you, can do something about it. The concepts within this book will show you how to recognize the character traits of a manipulative person. Understanding what's happening to you is vital, so you can move on to the next stage of your life. Turn the pages and become a free person under the influence of no one but yourself. Chapter 1. The History of Persuasion. Behavioral Trait of Manipulation. Psychodynamics. Sigmund Freud followers may argue that we are all directed by our own hidden desires, which puts us at the mercy of being exploited. A manipulative person may use another person's personal desires to take control of them. Once captured, the manipulator will influence in such a way that their captive has limited self-control. Although Freud's psychodynamic theories are much more in-depth than this simple analogy. Greek mythology. The science of persuasion is not a new concept. Greek mythology provides us with Pytho, the goddess of persuasion. Though in ancient Greece it was more about the political gains of arranged marriages. Pytho is also seen as the goddess of deception and desire, indicating that trickery marries well with manipulation. Aristotle's three modes of persuasion. The Greek philosopher, Aristotle, understood the art of manipulation, or persuasion, very well. He introduced the concept of three modes of persuasion: ethos, pathos, and logos. Don't be put off by the theme of Greek philosophy, because Aristotle had a good insight into how persuasion works. His ideas are still relevant today. To make it relevant to modern society, we will use modern terminology to better explain Aristotle's three modes of persuasion. 1. Ethos. Refers to the character build of the influencer. The influencer feels a need to build up trust in the beginning to enhance their own credibility. They must appear to be credible so that their intentions are perceived as good. They may even display empathy to falsify that they care for their victim. We can all be persuaded to like someone if they appear to understand us. Once familiarity is in place, we will be more inclined to trust them. Ethos is all about our own self-portrayal. How we perceive a person looks and speaks will often determine if we feel we can trust them. Once that is in place, it leaves us open to manipulation. 2. Pathos. Refers to the emotional exploitation of the influencer towards their audience. To elicit the correct emotions from their victim, the persuader needs to fully understand them. By tapping into the victim's emotions, the influencer can identify and exploit their target's weaknesses. This vital information will be used by the influencer to manipulate their target.